Data from NHANES 3 demonstrate that elevated post-meal glucose is extremely common when HbA1c is greater than or equal to 7.0%. ACE guidelines recognize that tight control of both post-meal glucose and fasting plasma glucose is necessary to lower HbA1c. One approach to treating MDS is to reverse the hypermethylation seen early in this disease. DNA methylation is a common modification of human DNA that occurs on the C5 atom of cytosine. When demethylating agents get incorporated into DNA in place of cytosine, DNA methyltransferases are unable to methylate the DNA at this position. In addition, the DNA methyltransferase binds the DNA tightly after encountering the inhibitor. This irreversible inhibition of the enzyme has the added effect of reducing the methyltransferase activity throughout the cell. Controlling mealtime glucose is more than just lowering the baseline. Agents such as metformin and sulfonylureas that target elevated fasting plasma glucose lower baseline glucose but leave the spikes. Proper positioning of the probe in the sinus tarsi should result in the distal aspect of the probe tenting soft tissue inferior to the medial malleolus near the talonavicular articulation. During the maneuver, the interosseous talocalcaneal ligament may be released. Once heart attack symptoms begin, delaying treatment increases the risk of heart damage, disability, and even death. Time is critical.